So outrage and shouting about the federal health care reform bill inching toward a vote in Washington is about as typical for Washington as it is abstract right now. How do you as a consumer test whether a system that mandates health insurance will actually bring new people coverage? How do you assess the cost of the program? I mean, if this federal health care bill passes, we may not know any of those answers until 2013 at the earliest. So many provisions of the bill are delayed out into the future. But there are places to look right now. Massachusetts, some years ago, passed a system that includes mandates. And the question is the program in Massachusetts a model or a warning for the rest of the nation? We have enough time and enough data maybe to begin to answer those questions. Joining us now is Ann Eldridge Malone, a registered nurse in Boston, as well as the executive director of the Alliance to Defend Healthcare. And we're also joined by Robert Pomalis, executive director for the Latin American Health Institute. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Robert, let me begin with you. To the question of expanding coverage, does the Massachusetts mandate program work in your view?
Well, certainly. Specifically, in terms of the Latino population in Massachusetts, we have seen a significant increase in the number that are covered by insurance now. And there have been some very concerted efforts to make that happen. It wasn't an accident by any means, but we have seen a significant increase. And that has certainly resulted in better connection to health care for the Latino population.
All right. So, Ann Eldridge Malone, a mandated coverage system certainly has enlarged the population from the perspective of Robert Pomalis. What else in the Massachusetts program might come close to what the federal government is envisioning?
Well, I'd like to make the point, you know, as a nurse working on the front lines of health care for 30 years in all variety of settings, that it's important to be clear that access to a health insurance policy is not the same as access to timely, quality, affordable health care. So I do think that the data, if you dig deeper in Massachusetts, shows that while many people have a new insurance policy, they still are not benefiting from what they need and deserve, which is access to timely health care. You know, the premiums are so high, and many of these policies have very high deductibles and copays, which are very significant barriers to care, and the lack of needed primary care providers, especially in certain parts of the state, you know, Western Massachusetts, is a real issue. And
all right, well, let's talk about that for just a moment. Let's just back up and talk specifically about the primary care issue, because the Obama administration has said that among the things they want to encourage is the development of more primary care physicians who will do low-cost procedures that will avoid the situation where emergency rooms are the kind of front end of treatment for people who have let things slide to the point where treatment is really, really expensive. How has that worked in Massachusetts?
Well, we haven't seen, I mean, you know, it's a relatively short time since the law was passed in 2006 and really fully enacted, you know, 2008 and beyond. But we're having very severe shortages still. You know, there's some new funding to give a loan repayment for medical students choosing primary care. But I think it's so important for the American public on the national level and the Massachusetts level to see that we're not getting good value for where our health care dollars are going. The system is so wasteful. Yes, we can provide good care to some people, but we don't do that consistently enough, and we're not getting our money's worth for what we're paying. You know, the U.S. spends more per capita than any country in the world, and Massachusetts spends the most far and away per capita of any state in the country, and it's bankrupting our state. It's bankrupting our employers.
All right, well, before we talk
families,
about,
so it's not a model to repeat.
All right, fine, but how do you explain the Centers for Disease Control releasing numbers saying that Massachusetts has done really, really well at focusing on certain minorities? Bringing them into the system and bringing them into the system to the point that they are getting care.
I think it's good that we're making improvements, but we need to do better.
All right, your reaction there?
I want to make the point that it definitely having insurance does not equal access to care, and definitely not timely and quality care. But there was a population within Massachusetts that simply did not have health insurance, had never had health insurance, that now is covered. So when they do get sick, they're able to count on that. And I think that's a significant step, and that's a meaningful step for the individuals.
All right. Robert Pomalis is executive director for the Latin American Health Institute. Meaningful steps. But Ann Eldridge Malone, who's executive director of the Alliance to Defend Healthcare, was talking about the cost problem a moment ago. Isn't healthcare worth paying for, even if it is expensive in the state of Massachusetts?
it's worth paying for, but you need to make sure you're doing it in the most cost-effective way, and you need to also have money for some other things like public education and, you know, youth violence prevention programs. We're having a terrible upswing of violence in our cities, and, you know, parks and things that quality of life that everyone needs, and healthcare is sucking up more and more of the public.
How does that affect you?
I mean, that we're not able to pay for other things.
But how does that affect you directly? I mean, I hear that all the time. It's sucking up this, it's bankrupting that. How does that actually affect you?
As a nurse, it affects me by seeing patients saying that they can't afford their medicines. They know so many, like, you know, low-income seniors cutting their pills in half because they can't afford to take the full prescription.
Isn't that an argument for more government assistance, not less?
It's an argument for government finally getting a spine and standing up to special interests like profit-driven companies, okay, drug companies, medical device makers,
fine,
and profiteering medical specialists.
All right, I hear you.
Real reform would be.
Okay, Ann Eldridge Malone is Executive Director of the Alliance to Defend Healthcare. Final thought, Robert Pomalis, please.
I want to say that it is a good thing to have more people insured. I think that is an unqualified positive.
All right, but in general, the debate we've had here really mirrors the debate around the country. Massachusetts maybe is taking a look at the future for all of us. So Robert Pomalis, Executive Director for Latin American Health Institute, and Eldridge Malone, Executive Director of the Alliance to Defend Healthcare. Is Massachusetts a case to watch for in healthcare reform?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.